This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Give me liberty or give me death. Well, my grandmother, almost 93 years old, died at 1:30 in the morning. And the reason I raise that is it just reminds me of how mistakes in medicine have touched us, but also things on purpose. Now, we're not sure, there's conflicting evidence on both sides about if they did it on purpose in the 1950s with the oral delivered vaccine that gave so many people polio, that's admitted, and that also gave so many people cancer. That's undisputed in history. We don't know, though, if they consciously did that, but we do know they covered it up. And we do know into the future, they've still been doing it ongoing around the world with SV40 and others. And my grandmother got the second round of the polio vaccine and got the vaccine she was given it for. And one of the co-developers of it famously joked on PBS, we played the clip. Yeah, we said, hey, this is killing a bunch of people. And we said, well, there's too many people. So my beautiful grandmother, who had my uncle, who she lived longer than, my mom's brother and my mother, and she was on almost in an iron lung, almost died, fought back. They said she'd always be in a wheelchair. She was on crutches and was a beautiful lady on crutches. But I watched her racked with pain much of her life, and then I watched her again, them cut apart one of her breasts. About 8 years ago, and she got cancer in the other breast. She said, I'm ready to go, 7 years ago. And they said, well, you'll be dead in 3 years. It's slow acting, but you'll be dead in 3 years. She lived 7 years, and she would not see doctors, basically, anymore. Went off her medications and everything and lived 7 years, and boy, was she ready to go. So quite frankly, I'm not happy she's dead, but it is a big relief, and she did it her way, and that's what matters. But it fundamentally makes me angry that they did that to her way back when she was 30 years old and had the best years of her life in front of her. And that they're doing it to countless children everywhere. And they'll take, you know, one person a right-winger hits and kills as the biggest thing in the world. And then they'll take Bill and Melinda Gates all over Africa, Latin America, Asia, with people getting, quote, paralyzed after the polio vaccine, and they go, oh, it's polio-like symptoms. They're just out there giving it to them everywhere. And they tell us, oh, we've eradicated polio here. Well, that's because they went around spreading it. And then, of course, people learned immunity. And how they give the troops live anthrax shots. Because you can't attenuate anthrax. It's in a crystallized form. The cell divides and absorbs the other side and can live a million years. Radiation doesn't kill it. Nothing kills it, but dissecting it at a microscopic level or blast furnacing it. I mean, there's no debate you shouldn't give the troops the anthrax shot. And I'm really just digressing. I just think about how they do this human testing on us. Now, this whole system is basically a big secret human testing operation. And that's why you can't trust. I mean, it's in the news today that televisions are watching you and listening to you and selling the data. It's in the news that the vaccines have liability protection and are hurting people. And what's Trump doing? First president ever to come out and say, we need to investigate vaccines. They're dangerous. They're being contaminated. They shouldn't have liability protection. They should face the same rules as everybody. So they can't carry out the social engineering. You want to know why the public looks like a bunch of half-dead zombies? Fluoride, vaccines, GMO, TV. Every study shows you what's happening. This is on purpose. Phasing out the human population. Look at the Russian population has been plunging. I'll give Putin one big fat gold star for the fact that he tried to reverse that, get their population numbers back up. They're not putting fluoride in the water there. They're not trying to break the family up. That's why the devil Hollywood is so upset. because it comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Our guest, Russian advisor, Alexander Dugin, straight ahead.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, and our guest is joining us from Moscow, Russia, Alexander Dugin. The media says that he's a top advisor to Putin, but from my research, I'd say it's more like when the media says that I'm telling Trump what to do. That's not really what's happening. We're just looking at the same picture, the same story, the same truth. We're reading from the same historical piece of music. But undoubtedly, Dr. Alexander Dugin is one of the leading people when it comes to rebirth in Russia and rediscovering the greatness of Russia and humanity itself and creating a pro-human system. Now, I've only read one of his books, and I've read quite a few of his writings over the years and well aware of who he was even a decade ago, tried to get him on. But here he is now. I've been on one of his national TV shows that he has in Russia. But, you know, there's so many bios out there, so many things the media says he said. I want him to spend a few minutes about himself first before we get into all these big, huge topics, because I will cover what the elite believe, or I will cover what some other group believes, and then I'll wake up in the morning and the newspaper will say, Alex Jones believes XYZ, and that's not true. So it's better to directly hear from someone telling you what they actually believe in and what he believes Putin believes in, and the type of world system I'm trying to create versus what they're trying to create versus what the globalists are trying to create. And I noticed one of the topics he wanted to get into, we haven't talked beforehand, but he just gave us a few notes here, is post-globalism. And make no mistake, we are post this form of corporate global government. Now, they may fight on for a while, but it's not a boast to say, you can look at all the evidence, they are in major retreat. And I use the allegory or the analogy of 1945 Germany, a few months before the final fall. You know the Nazis are going to fall. The question is, how long will this go on? So we're long past the Stalingrad moment where you know they're going to lose, the globalists, using that analogy, say, for Nazis, because they're very similar to it. The problem is, what are they going to do to try to keep power? Well, Soros has doubled the amount of money for rioting. They're training people at universities now to go out and attack the public. They're planning something big. So we'll talk about it all in the next hour, and I'll try to just sit back and let our guest speak because he speaks English. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on this. Let's spend a few minutes just on you, what you really stand for, what you really believe, the big movements you've launched that admittedly have reinvigorated Russia and given it faith again in yourselves. The globalists want to suck that out of all of us. And then let's get into who you think Putin really is, who you think Trump is in this new multipolar world.
Thank you, Alex, for your kind presentation. I would express my ideas concerning what is going on in the world with new agenda for United States with Mr. Trump that I support with all my heart, and so what is going to happen with Russia and with Mr. President that I as well support with all my heart. And I think you have put the things very clearly, dear Alex, because you have said exactly the truth about my relations with Putin. We defend the same position. We share the same concern. So we are loving our people. And I am making that on the level of ideas. And Mr. Putin is doing the same acts and steps in the great politics. But there is quite a correspondence between that. And I agree, because when I am seeing InfoWars and when I'm hearing what Alex Jones says, it is the same agenda, I hope, that Trump, Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump, share as well. And that means the kind, not coincidence, that means the unity of the same position, the sharing of the same values, and the same ideas. So that is quite clear. And we are blamed. Not because we are bad or pretend to be extremists. It is all lie. Because, for example, in my book, False Political Theory, I am criticizing three political theories. Three. All three. I am against liberalism, against globalism. It goes first. I am against communism, and I was always, because I was dissident in the Soviet time, because I never share the conventions of communism. I am traditionalist, I am Christian, and I didn't accept this kind of values. I am anti-communist, but at the same time, I am anti-Nazi, anti-Nazi, anti-fascist. Because I didn't share no racism, nor brutal comparative state in the sense of statism. So, and I'm always affirming the same thing. I belong to the fourth political theory. And when they try to present myself as a kind of extremist or communist or fascist, it is absolute lie. So it's
sure, I've actually read your writing. You'll explore each avenue of those and show the problems of how they're all basically failed systems, centralized. We have to go back to our primal natures, basically. I just know this. Trump wants justice, and he doesn't want wars with countries that aren't getting in our business and attacking us. And he can see the real world and see that an alliance with Russia and with European countries and with the UK and with Japan and others against some of the other countries that are trying to expand and actually threatening people's the way to go, instead of globalists using America as a tool of world domination. That's why they're so mad at Trump. Can we speak specifically, since you bring it up, the post-globalist world, where you think we are? But first, can you speak then, you know, knowing Putin, obviously, and seeing the distortions in the press, why Vladimir Putin is so popular in Russia and around the world, and what he really stands for?
My introduction was important because I would like to stress that I am simply a realist, as well as you, Alex, as well as Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin. First of all, realism. Realism doesn't mean nationalism. Realism doesn't mean some ideology. Realism, it is considering the sovereignty of the people, of the nation, as the highest value. And that is completely anti-globalist agenda.
Exactly, because Trump's a known realist. You're saying Trump's a realist, you're a realist, I'm a realist. We should celebrate sovereignty and nationalism and cultures and work together and not try to conquer each other. I mean, what you're saying is just common sense. There's been a sickness of this globalist attempt to conquer all cultures and destroy them. So this is a human right to resist this common enemy.
Absolutely. And what is important in this sovereignty? Sovereignty, national sovereignty, state sovereignty, is the form to defend identities. The identities can be different. They could coincide or not coincide. But that doesn't mean necessarily the war or the conflict. We could accept the differences in a positive way. Americans and Russians are different. Europeans and American and Russians are different. The people of the other countries.
And we shouldn't have to accept some global system, much less who programs what we're supposed to be. It's not just that we should all, quote, work together. They want us to give up our identity and then take something on. And when you study what we're taking on, it's cultural death.
Absolutely. And globalists, they try to make a kind of pacifist dream. Killing the country, killing differences. We need to affirm our identities, and that is the way to understand each other. And that is position of Putin as well. He is not imperialist. He is not fanatic. He has no idea to invade no country.
In fact, I notice how humble he is. He's always saying America is more powerful. Okay, you're great. We just want our right to be here.
And I think that now we are in the situation. Well, there is not any more a kind of hostility between our countries. I would say I was anti-Americanist during the government of Obama, of Bush, not because I don't like Americans. I was in America once, in Washington, and I like America. I love America. But I hate the globalist agenda. And
sure, if America's been conquered by globalists, which we're starting to try to stop, then you have to rally your people through nationalism to defend yourselves.
Yes, so now we understand everybody in Russia. Now we understand that America was hijacked by globalist sect. And Trump is restoring American dignity. And we stop immediately to hate America. Immediately. Because that wasn't America that we hated before. It was globalist elite. And now we see that half and more, the majority of American population, as well as against this globalist sect. And that makes globalism the problem of each country, each people. We are as well under attack of globalists, as well as you. And we need to be united, conserving our differences. And I think that the real multipolarity could lead to cooperation, to the friendship between different countries and different people. And but we need, absolutely, we need to fight our common enemy. And before, we had a deal, we have deal with Mr. Soros that tried to overthrow our government, tried to create a color revolution in our country.
And by the way, for new listeners and viewers, because the media is going to grab this and twist it, he brags on CNN he overthrew Ukraine. He brags he's trying to overthrow Russia. He brags he has hundreds of NGOs, non-governmental organizations doing it. That's so crazy. Then Trump says, no, we're not going to do that. And they go, you traitor. But it's the very same foundations trying to overthrow America. This is a global disease, and Russia threw off the oligarchs that we're trying to throw off. That's the solidarity. And that's why the globalists hate Russia. They hate America. And Japan is hungry to throw off the oligarchs. Turkey, I know. In fact, we should bring this up later. You've been instrumental reaching out to Turkey with a deal with Russia to bring your cultures together and not be played against each other. So I want to talk about the larger geopolitical view, where you think this is going. But absolutely, looking at this, we have a clip from just last week of Nancy Pelosi saying, she wants to know what Putin's got on Trump. Well, I want to tell her. Trump doesn't want war with people that haven't done anything, plus people that have nuclear weapons, plus he's been advised by top generals that made secret deals that are now public. Cy Hirsch exposed it years after we did, that we made deals to begin taking out radical Islamic jihadists out of Saudi Arabia together and countermanded the globalist plan 4.5 years ago. So the beginning of the U.S. revolt didn't start with Trump. It started in our military, in our Christian military, not wanting to openly back al-Qaeda and ISIS. So that's the fissure. And then we started working with Russia. We first reported it 4.5 years ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. And so General Flynn and others are saying Russia wants to work with us. They're not a threat. Let's destroy the EU. It's unelected. It's evil. Let's free Europe. Let's have a bunch of trade. Let's get China under control. And let's actually have real peace. Now, we'll still have our militaries. We'll still have issues. I'm sure we'll still have problems, but we're not going to try to conquer Russia or vice versa. This is ridiculous. The globalists are attacking all our countries, trying to make us all poor. Let's get them off our back. Then if we want to kill each other later, that's our own issue. The point is that globalists are the big enemy. So I want to get your take on what do they have. Let's talk to the guy they call Putin's brain. He's not. He's like, I'm not Trump's brain. We just believe the same things. So we're synced up here. And so let's see what the top Democrat in Congress has to say, wanting an FBI investigation of the president.
So, okay.
Yes, we'll play that clip in a moment. Go ahead, sir. No, we're going to play in a moment. Go ahead, Alexander.
My idea is that you are absolutely right. Now you are facing, you American, you are facing the same threat with Soros and the same NGO. So what was American, so-called American attack against us, now you are dealing with the same threat in your country. And I agree absolutely with you that Russia, we need to understand that Russia is no more communist. We couldn't apply the old Cold War cliché, old Cold War models to understanding a new situation. Russia is traditional Christian country as well as America is. And radical Islam, supported by globalists, is our common enemy. And I think that now what is important in Russia, that we are hearing the voice of the people who are dying for our freedom, of the military men, of the people who defend our security. And I think that is very important for globalists. They met generals, met militaries, and so on. But for us, they are very, very high appreciated persons. And I think that is very important to what the people of army says, and because we are losing our guys fighting against radical Islam.
I want to talk about that in a moment, and we do have the Pelosi clip now. Sorry, I wasn't clear to throw to it. Here is the leading Democrat saying she wants to know what Putin has on Trump. This is just ridiculous. Here it is.
But let me just go back to the first part of the senator's statement. I want to know what the Russians have on Donald Trump. I think we have to have that investigation by the FBI into his financial, personal, and political connections to Russia.
Okay.
And we want to see his tax returns so we can have truth in the relationship between Putin, whom he admires.
But I want to go back to the issue of Democrats.
So let me say it again, just so Pelosi understands. And again, this is Pelosi, who's acting very, very senile more and more, and just said yesterday that she believes that, you know, President Bush is being bad. Got some very evil people that have put some very senile, brain-damaged, self-centered people, I don't mean that mean, in power because they don't know what they're doing. We also have one of the other top Democrats, Maxine Waters, saying Putin has invaded Korea and Trump is helping him. So you have to understand, folks, this is the same press conference. These are doddering lunatics, and I don't mean that mean. It's very dangerous, and it's got to be dealt with. And our military is horrified because, quite frankly, they've been given orders to launch attacks on Russia. Okay, that's where this craziness has gone. And it's gotten to the point where the military is saying, no, we're not committing suicide for the planet. But so there's just a very spoiled, evil, hunchback force that we're trying to kick out of Europe and the United States right now. Not that Russia's perfect, but at least Russia is trying to pull itself free of this face-sucking succubus. So I want to get your take on that, Doctor, and then let's get to this next clip of Maxine Waters saying Putin invaded Korea. Go ahead. Sure, we'll go ahead and play Maxine Waters. Here she is.
Is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going
enough
to be eventually.
Yeah, no, overthrow the president. So there's everywhere saying kill Trump. They're all over the newspapers. And let's be clear. Soros bragged on CNN, Fareed Zakaria, that he overthrew the State Department, Ukraine, and tried to kill the Russians. Why he has this endless hatred of Russia, maybe you can explain. So anyone who's informed knows that Russia didn't invade Ukraine, but she can't even get it right. She says Korea. I mean, how do we deal with a leadership that is this rotten in the mind?
I think that that is a very good example of how globalists understand the world. For them, Korea or Ukraine or Syria or Aleppo is the same. It is completely pure illusion. It is virtual for them. And they send American people to die in the Near East as in a computer game. They have no responsibility at all for the people. They don't understand the history. They don't know geography. And they are speaking about Putin invading Korea. That shows how deep their knowledge is about Russia, about Putin, how deep the understanding of geopolitical world, of people, of geography. And that is characteristic for globalists. They have that huge lack of culture.
That's right, the lack of culture, because they have no culture. They're trying to make us like them. And I've studied Russia some because it's so interesting. Never been there, unfortunately. But Russia had so much land, that was its problem. Russia was never an expansionist, sold us Alaska, was a friend of ours in the Civil War, until the globalists put the communists, the proto-globalists, out of New York and out of London, admittedly, put the communists in to take over your country and exploit it with the same social justice warrior brainwashing America's now going under.
Yes, exactly. I think that we need to make our strategy educational one. Because if we only with very incompetent people, with very stupid audience, the globalist thesis, the globalist speeches could reach their goal. And now Americans have shown that they are not such idiots as globalists think they are. And Americans have chosen what they wanted. what they think to be real response of their problems. And now globalists are pure.
Alexander Dugan, doctors, stay there. We're going to come back. This is powerful information. How do we stop the globalists? They're in trouble. But how do we truly make it the end of globalism, post-globalism? Straight ahead, a lot of key points. And we're going to open the phones up as well for your question for the man they call Putin's brain. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jeff.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Everybody knows I don't promote violence. That's why I don't want senseless war. But radical Islam, Israeli Orthodox Wahhabism, has been funded for decades by the robber barons, by the globalists, and they've openly flooded Europe with 5 million. Eastern Europe has an instinct to survive because they dealt with the jihad. The crusade was a response to defeat that, with both the Orthodox and the Catholic Church battling it. And that's our shared ancestry and history with Russia. And the globalists see any strong sovereign nation as an enemy, especially a Christian nation. I've talked to top Hollywood producers. I mean, bigger than Chris Carter. I was just out in Los Angeles, and they said, no, it's true. It's totally anti-Christian. There is like a satanic hate of Russia and of the Christian church in America. And now they've got this new pope that is definitely antichrist. I don't mean the Antichrist, but is that an anti-Christian spirit, says Europe. He goes, I get sick at my stomach when I hear about Europe being Christian. Buddy, you say that from behind 100-foot walls while you open the borders up with people that are constantly killing each other in their own countries. There are lots of Muslims that aren't radicals, but the Wahhabis call them heretics. And they are now coming against everybody, and they are the shock troops of this thing. And they're saying Trump can't even execute a law that's already on the books to say that if you're coming from Somalia, a failed state, that there's no proper IDs until we have a system set up that proves they are who they say they are. Until they quit using fake IDs, we're going to block them? That's something every president's done. But now the courts, the media, the Republicans, the Democrats, they all come against him. Alexander Dugin, author, researcher, launched much of the nationalist or sovereignty movements in Russia. Just an absolute rock star in his own country. Demonized and misrepresented here, obviously, in the United States. And I obviously haven't read all his writings. I don't agree with all of it or disagree. The point is they're saying the Kremlin's candidate. And they're going on to say that Larry King is a Russian agent. And Schultz is. And Jesse Ventura. And they go on to some of these things and say, I am. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, during the Cold War, my family was fighting the Russians. Okay? It's pure, absolute malarkey because they were under communism. But again, it was a manipulation. Trump knows because he sat at the feet of the top advisor to, this is just a history lesson for folks, to Joseph McCarthy. And McCarthy finally went, it's not the Russians. There's an evil global group manipulating both sides. We've got to stop it. And that's when they shut him down. Trump was given all that info when he was like 25 years old. You can actually dig and find New York Times articles about it, about, you know, Roy Cohn and all the rest of it. So Trump's got the big picture. So when he was told all this by top generals, they asked him to run a year before the election. They said, sir, you're the man. We know you know all this. And he did it. He did it, and he won. This was a military and intelligence coup with the American people. The revolution here was American. How dare the media act like we couldn't do this ourselves and the Russians did it? Of course the Russians cheered it on as they watched the globalists in Europe, the Vatican, the Saudi Arabians, the communist Chinese, not the Chinese people, but their leadership, all gang up on us and try to stop us getting free. Like Russia did. But here's the difference. Putin took him a decade to get Russia quasi-free. Trump has been in 17 days, and they're already trying to kill him. So I want to speak about the end of globalism, or what happens if they kill Trump. Just all the key points that you want to impart to folks about Putin's concerns when you talk to him, where you guys see this going, just all the different angles of this. But it, look, we've come this far with them already wanting to start a war in 2008 and last year. So thank God we've backed the clock, the doomsday clock back, I think, a few minutes. Alexander, go ahead.
Yes, I agree once more absolutely with you that now we need to think about the future. First of all, globalists, they remind me of the black periods of my own history, of Soviet history. The lie is the Stalinist type of life. It is communist, Stalinist type of life. It is completely, they try to impose their understanding of the things. They ignore the position of the other. And our fight together for the future world should be based on this defense and affirmation of identity, cultural, religious, spiritual. And we, Russians, we want nothing more. We don't want occupy, invade anybody. We need to secure our borders. We need to create our country safe, morally safe. And that's all. That's all. But we are under constant attack. We are not anymore communists. We have overthrown communists. We are trying to create Christian, normal Russian society, accepting and respecting the minorities. And we are demonized precisely because it works, because we could stand the blows from globalists. And now America is a little bit in the same situation. And when they say, globalists, they say that Putin has helped Trump, is lie in the way they try to expose that, about all this All this stupid histories about the hackers and so on and so on. But Putin really has helped Trump showing the example how to defend the realist values, how to defend...
Exactly. The way he did it was by leadership and openly putting the ideas out like you've done and I've done. And our ideas defeat globalism because it's about being soulless. And if we just stand up, they can't beat us. So Russia is the example of pulling out of globalism first. And I salute you for that. And now all over the world, from Brexit to Italy to everywhere to Iceland, everybody's pulling out. And they keep saying, Russia did it, Russia did it. It's not true that Russia manipulated it, but Russia did lead by example.
Absolutely. And I think now the situation is a little bit changed. Very interesting. We're living in an important moment of the human history. Now the initiative to change the world is once more in the hands of Americans, in the hands of Trump. Russia has made a kind of introduction to the change of world order in order to create multipolarity. But now everything... all depends on the United States of America, on President Trump, because now he is in a position, he is capable to save the world and people of the world from globalism. And he has begun this real spiritual fight. It's not only political fight, it is not only technical or material fight, it is spiritual fight. It is a kind of, and now America is a kind of leader in this war. After Brexit and after Trump presidential election, that is a turning point of the history. I think now the initiative has passed to you, and now you need to make all the efforts, because you are in the best situation, that you are the first power in the world, and now we are very very proud about that. Yesterday, in Obama's time, in the Clinton, possible Clinton perspective, that was a doom for us, that you are first. And now it is hope for us, that you are first power in the world. And I think you need to concentrate on the vision of the future. Because in America, there are so many examples of real greatness, before these globalist turn in the last decade.
Absolutely. And Alexander, let me just add this for the listeners. What's the best website? We have several here for people to visit to learn more. Tell us about some of your books so people can actually read what you've said instead of what the media says. What are some of the best websites for people to visit of yours?
I think maybe 4PT .com. It is fourth political theory. There are many texts in English, or catechon.com, where we are publishing our English text. As well in America, they have published some of my books concerning fourth political theory, the book on Heidegger and the book of Putin's geopolitics. And there are many other books that now are translated. I suggest to people to try to search something in order to understand better my ideas. And when they read my books, maybe they will oppose some points or debate some points. But what is important, we need to think differently. We need to try to open new perspectives to conservative understanding. The conservatism is a kind of lie. It is not repetition of the same truths from the past.
No, exactly. It's always having to like learn from the past, but codify and celebrate men and women together, families, honor, men being strong, people telling the truth, production, lifting society up, not dominating the weak, basically nobility.
Yes, exactly. But the roots of the tree are always growing as well. So tradition is changing as well. And conservative demands a kind of imagination, a kind of view for the future.
Exactly, because fake liberalism is an attempt to take over the human species. Conservatism is actually the compendium of everything, because what is to conserve, it is just that we are conserving what is good, but we are actually the future. The left claims they are progressive, but only progressive like a cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. You are quite right. The cancer is the right name for globalization. They try to repeat the same mother, the same gender politics, the same hyper-individualistic attitudes towards human nature. And they destroy the differences. They destroy the richness of the human life, of the human culture.
Absolutely. I mean, they're at war with language, people being individuals. And let me just throw the number off and take a few calls. I forgot to do that. I apologize. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Quick questions for our guests. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point something out. I'm not in an intelligence agency. I organically built InfoWars and, you know, did this just off of Americana and the listeners supporting us. But obviously over the years as we've grown, I mean, we know generals and colonels and CIA people and a lot of famous folks, a lot of undercover people. But let me just tell you, almost the entire CIA, NSA, the branches of the military know what happened to Russia. They now know about all the secret documents of how the globalists, the proto-globalists sent over to take over Russia, who was not expansionist, to use Russia as this engine to take over, how that stalled and failed, how Russia's reconstituting. They've got a few people in intelligence agencies that still want to have war with Russia. They believe that's the global domination model and that, you know, they need to prove that Trump's not a Russian, you know, agent by going after Russia. Believe me, if Russia does anything or pulls anything with Trump, it's going to be quick action. But Trump knows that Russia doesn't want to do that. Trump understands with all the top generals advising him, not because they're Russian agents. These generals, like Mattis and others, are historians. And they read my work, their own research. They read the doctor's work. They know, okay? They now know the big plan. They're trying to free humanity. This is actually a good group. There's not just evil in the world. So we're in a very, very epic, historic time. You talk about swamp, the concept of the swamp, Putin as Trump and the bipolar system. Let's talk more about that and then take some phone calls.
The swamp, it appears to be a kind of word used only for the electoral campaign in the United States. But the sense, the meaning of this new political concept is much deeper, and it is quite right word, swamp, because the swamp is the same as globalist system. It is anti-national that tries to destroy, to penetrate any country.
Exactly. It's a blob. You don't know who runs it. It's secret. It's dark. Everything Trump does now, you notice, is out in the light. He shows it all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It could operate only in secret. They try to impose their agenda, notwithstanding their acceptance or rejection of the people, of the societies. The swamp is absolutely anti-democratic. It is anti-people. And now the swamp has found the world to attack, accuse us. They call us populists. So now they understand that they could not use anymore the term as fascist or communist because that is too ridiculous after all this repetition during the Trump's campaign. And now they have found the word populism, and they accuse us to be populist.
Well, we are.
Is against populism, but the populist is the man, the person who defends his own people.
Exactly. They're calling us populist like it's dirty. Isn't that good?
Yeah, absolutely. I could.
Populist means the people. Why, you're for the people. I mean, that's how deluded and disconnected they are. And what I can't believe is we were ever conquered by scum like this, because I guess we don't think evil. We don't think like they do. I don't think about screwing people over because I'm strong. I have too much honor. But it is really true. We have really been conquered by a bunch of jokes, which really is our fault now, if we know this, that we let them keep dominating.
Now, their nature is clear. When they begin to call us populists, to accuse us to be populists, they show their real nature. They hate people. They are completely anti-democratic. They are against Americans, Russians, against Israel. Israel or Jews, because they try to destroy any sovereign country.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go further. It comes out in the WikiLeaks that George Soros and the left wants to overthrow Israel. Whether you love Israel or hate it, Israel's done some bad things, some good things. They want to overthrow it, too. They're Jacobins. They're Illuminists. And I want to tell you something, because they claim you say this, and I'll skip the breaks. We have more time and then take some calls. It's so important. I grew up and I'm related to the, you know, the Puritans, folks like that, and they were, Francis Bacon, trying to set up a new Atlantis, but they thought it'd be a new Atlantis of freedom, a new Renaissance, a good thing. I understand your earlier writing saying it's the land-based old human Russia versus this new liberalism of the Atlanteans, but all I'm saying is, for me in research, it's actually the people that want to set up new freedoms that are the classic liberals versus the new cancerous Jacobin false 1776 French Revolution is the counterfeit of the new Atlantis versus George Washington and the real Atlantis. He countered the Jacobins, and his writings sound like your writings. So maybe the media took you out of context, or maybe you're right and I'm wrong, but just knowing, you know, that I was basically brought up, it wasn't like a cult or anything, but like, we're building the new great world to empower the whole planet. That's America's secret destiny, you know, because I had a lot of family that helped found Texas and other places. It wasn't like, it was just known, this is what we do, and we don't want war, we want to fight evil, we want to, you know, free the oppressed. So talk about your theory of the Atlantean civilization versus the Russian land-based civilization. Because, hell, Russia, as you know, was pretty much founded by water-based Vikings to a great extent. So I guess, I mean, wouldn't you argue at the end that Russia itself is an Atlantean creation?
So, first of all...
Just one favor. Your thing's a little... I'm loud, too, because I'm excited like you. Just because there's a little bit of reverb that got worse, just don't talk too loud so we can hear you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. That is not Russian invention, idea of Atlanticism and Eurasianism. It is a Britain concept of Mr.
Francis Bacon.
Mackinder, Spigman, an American tradition of geopolitics. And they made identification between Western society as Atlantis liberal society and Eastern society as a society that is based on the collective values. So that was more or less so. But at the same time, it is geopolitics, and when the West acts with such concept, we are obliged to counterpose, to oppose to that Atlanticist concept and this imperialism or colonialism of the West, our Eurasian response. But now we are going to the new stage of geopolitics. Now, real terms of opposition in geopolitics are the geopolitics of the swarm against geopolitics of the people. And we need to revise a little bit this geopolitical vision, because it is completely authentic. It is that fits absolutely when we're dealing with globalist agenda as a kind.
Sure, absolutely. No, but I get your point that the kind of the new Atlantis idea could merge with the British Empire and then end up taking over the world and then, say, merge it all together. So it kind of is the proto-globalism is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Britain's vision of the world was the root, truths of globalization. And United States of America, they opposed to this Britain domination. They opposed, you have opposed.
No, they were. And of course, the Russians are, as I'm not saying they were perfect, but they were opposed to it too. And that's why they were basically taken out.
Absolutely. And that is why we were friends with America, because we oppose this globalist agenda, and we affirm the liberty, the freedom for each society to construct their, to create, to build their own civilization. And
let me ask you a question. Would it have been better, I'm not saying, because obviously World War II, the Nazis were bad, but if you look at World War I, the British did basically start that. Russia helped defeat the Germans and then got betrayed. Would it have been better for history if Russia wouldn't have come in on the side of England?
I think that that is difficult to revise historical aspect. But what is important is that after Second World War, there began a Cold War based on this geopolitical attitude, and United States of America, that was a kind of special power, a very very special power that served very much for the balance of the world. They began to turn into the new instrument of globalists, the new instrument.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt the globalists brag. Why do you, I mean, I'm going to go to some phone calls, sir, and I know you got to go at 5 after. If you do a few extra minutes in the next hour, that'd be great to finish calls. So I want to go to them. But clearly, the globalists, I try to study what they come out of, but it's just an amalgamation of people that stand for nothing but raw power, and then they see any culture or any honor as a threat to them because they're dishonor. They cannot coexist with any form of goodness. They truly are evil. I don't just demonize my enemy out of hand. It took me decades to come to grips with the fact that we truly face organized evil, and its operating system and its destination is evil. And so that's why it's so scared, and I believe it is being routed. In your gut, do you think we're going to defeat this system, and what tribulations are we going to go through? Then we're going to go to some phone calls.
Absolutely. You're completely right. And what is important with Trump, the Trump now is changing this course, this direction of 100 years, of last 100 years of American Atlanticist, British imperialist tradition. There were very good periods in the last century for America, but America, as has said Buchanan, America has won the world but has lost itself, and that is very tragic. So America stopped to be real America and became instrument for globalist international.
That's right, and so we're seeing the rebirth of America just as we're seeing a rebirth of Russia and a rebirth of nation-states everywhere, and that's what horrifies them, is the sleeper is awakening.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're completely right, and I think now that the most important mission in the global sense now is in the hands of Donald Trump, because he has changed already the direction of...
No, I agree. So what do you think of him working so far? I mean, he is executing every promise he said he would, and when they ask him to attack Putin, when Putin's done nothing to him, he refuses to do it. He refuses to be bullied into it, and so they're trying to organize Trump's death right now. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I think that Trump is completely wrong to consider Trump to be a kind of pro-Russian or pro-Putin. It is not so. He is pro-American. He is a patriot. He is working only for the interest for his own country, for your country. And that is why he is very close to Putin, because Putin makes exactly the same in the situation.
And that's what Trump said. He said, I like Putin because he stands up for his country. I'm going to do the same thing. He says Putin's a model. And they get so mad at that. Putin's beat the globalist. Trump wants to beat him. Why shouldn't he be a model?
Absolutely. And at the same time, I think that for Trump and for Putin, our national interests are first, more important than anything else. And that is why realists with realists could agree. For example, there are so many things that divided Russia and Turkey, and we were on the edge of the new war, and globalists tried to involve us in this war. And when I have discovered that with my Turkish friends and Russian friends, we tried to stop this agenda.
And you did. In fact, you're credited with that. Amazing. I want to do 5 more minutes to just a few calls here, but just in closing, looking at this, the average American, I mean, the polls are even better than you see, does not want war with Russia. They see through it. They're sick of it. I'm just really concerned about curveballs, sneak attacks. Just in the last 30 seconds before we go to break, what tricks do you think the globalists have, though, to try to stop this?
So I think that globalists now, they have changed their pole. Before they were in the United States, now they are more in Europe. And I think that now French elections with Marine Le Pen and beyond, and the other...
That's right. They're trying to stop nationalist victories everywhere, populist victories. They're trying to stop the people everywhere. We'll be back in 70 seconds, final segment with Alexander Dugan. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.